olo e whaafafonga i le SBS Samoan sa ili nisi mautala i le sbs.com.au/samoan.
What is Send Money Pacific? Are you a government department or an NGO or a money transfer agency? What is Send Money Pacific?
So Send Money Pacific is a comparison website that compares remittances from Australia, New Zealand and the US to the Pacific. It's a government-funded project, so it's funded by both Australia and New Zealand, and that's through DFAT in Australia and MFAT New Zealand. And we've been, my company DMA, we have developed and have been managing the website for the government since 2008. Sorry, I should say 2009. It was early 2009 it launched.
Can you give us a rough estimate of how much Pacific Islanders remit to the islands every year if you monitoring it?
Well, hundreds of thousands. I mean, it's particularly for Fiji, Samoa, and Tonga. There's been a sort of consistent over the years that we've been monitoring. Majority of households would be remitting back home, and we see in particular with Samoa and Tonga, the level of remittances are absolutely important. You know, critical for the well-being of many people back home.
Some of the major banks in Australia have been accused of not exercising due diligence with regards to monitoring overseas remittances. Is is Send Money Pacific involved in any of that kind of monitoring?
Yes. Yeah, so what we do, we are, as a comparison website that is government supported and therefore not commercial, we are sort of right in the middle of the remittances landscape, so we are in regular contact with the industry, both the money transfer operators and the banks. We're also regularly liaised with the central banks in the region and in Australia and New Zealand, and of course communities, so the community users, the community leaders, so on and so forth. So when it comes to the issues that we've seen where there has been sort of accusations of issues with due diligence, our role is basically to sort of provide information for every company that is legally allowed to provide services. So there has been times where there have been companies that have not been able to sort of provide their credentials and not been actually regulated officially, so we wouldn't be including those.
How well regulated is this industry of money transfers?
From Australia, it's actually very well regulated. So the regulator in Australia is AUSTRAC, and they are probably amongst have the most tightest regulation of any government regulator around the world. Which is good in the sense that this means, of course, that for the remitter, there is a lot more sort of faith that people can have in the services that they are using. The AUSTRAC, they maintain a register, a remittance sector register. So if a customer of a company feels that they are sort of need some sort of clarification or comfort that the company they're using is good to use, they can look at the register and see if their details are on there. Then they're good and they're authorised. I should add as well that with Send Money Pacific, every company that's listed on the website is approved by AUSTRAC.
Jonathan, how has money transfers to the Pacific Islands been affected by the COVID-19 restrictions that we are now living under?
So what we've seen in Australia so far has been a very sort of rapid response from companies to recognising the fact that people may, for example, may either not be able to go to the regular agent that they've gone to because they might be closed temporarily, obviously with the restrictions, or even if they don't actually legally have to close, it's sort of become financially difficult for some agents to open. But fortunately, what we've seen is that for the most part, most companies have been able to keep agents and branches open. However, what most companies are recommending at the moment is, where possible, if they have an online service, so a service that can either be via a mobile app or through a website, and can and include either online deposits from a bank account or credit or debit card. They're sort of encouraging people to use that just because of obviously it's kind of maintaining more isolation and also ensuring that people are not handling cash so much. It has definitely changed. And what we're finding from some of the companies, in fact, most companies here that have digital services, they're saying that more people are sending online. So that their business is sort of moving from the traditional kind of cash services to online.
Jonathan Capel from Send Money Pacific, thanks very much for talking to us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Toi pia whaafafonga I nisi tala whaapea. Whaafafonga I le Apple Podcast, le Google Podcast, Spotify, ma po fela vai mawailau podcast.